Terry Wallace, good morning.
Good morning, Anthony. And finally made it to the final round of the season.
Yep, the final round. Who would have thought all those months ago? But they've done it. An absolute credit to everyone involved. Hey, North Melbourne and the Eagles tonight. I think this is an easy one, don't you think?
Yeah, look, I think that the West Coast Eagles get this victory. Obviously, jump back on a plane and watch the rest of the games for the weekend and see who they'll be playing in a home final, because the likelihood is if the two sides ahead of them, Richmond and Geelong, who look like they've got reasonable games ahead of them, if they both get victory, certainly it'll be a home final for the West Coast Eagles in either fifth or sixth spot, most likely fifth spot. So that's the way all that'll play out. Kangaroos, well, I can't wait for the season to finish. They've had an absolute shocker. So Eagles to march on and get their home final. Against who, we have to wait and see.
Well, that's right. But speaking of marching, will the Sainters go marching in Friday night?
Well, I had their chance last week, really, when they took on a really depleted West Coast Eagles team. They really had about three chances in that game to sum it up, and mucked it up time and time again. And this is another opportunity against GWS, who have been struggling. Look, I'm the other Saints. I just think that they've played better footy and more consistent footy than GWS over the course of the year. But when it comes down to a one-game scenario, that really doesn't account for anything, and they need to win. And I'm sensing they will.
On Saturday, we're cramming in the three games. Let's look at the Bombers and the Demons.
I think it's a 50-50 game. I mean, when you have a look at the ladder position, you probably say Melbourne, and there's still a possibility of being able to play finals, even though it's sliced up. But certainly that's a chance. So that keeps them alive. But I don't think there's a lot between the two teams. And Essendon have copped a lot of flack with the way things have finished. It's John Worsfold's last game as coach. I think that they'll be more competitive than some will give them credit for. So 50-50 game. I'm sticking with the Demons, but not a lot in it.
Now, the second game Saturday afternoon, gee, look who's finally decided to play a bit of footy. The Crows up against Richmond. I think the Tigers will do it.
Yeah, look, they've been really good the last month or so, Adelaide. I mean, they had a couple of really solid games against Collingwood and Geelong before breaking through with that Hawthorn victory. But they've actually franked that. They've found some good young players, some players that play some really good footy that they can go to over summer and sort of think that they've got something to at least build on. They're playing the Tigers, who put the sword through Geelong and West Coast over the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks. You would think, with a lot in line, that the Tigers aren't going to drop this one. Adelaide will take it up to them. I'm sure that they'll do exactly that, but I think Richmond too strong in the end.
And then Saturday night, got Brisbane Lions and Carlton.
Yeah, look, Brisbane, too much to play for again. I mean, when you're talking about home finals and having the whole thing sort of set up for them, Carlton, terribly disappointing last week. I thought they did really fire a shot against Adelaide in the first half. The scoreline looked all right. The second half of the game was really over. So I just think that Brisbane are a far, far better side. So that'll be the end of our Saturday night games. Then we move into Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday got three there as well. Let's look at the Hawks and the Suns.
I really genuinely think this is a 50-50. I mean, Hawthorn have got a couple of their premiership boys finishing up. You would think that they'd like to send them off on the right note. They've been in South Australia for a period of time. Gold Coast are going to do the travel factor in this game. So I'm actually tipping the upset. I'm going to go for the Hawks to win their final game of the year. They've been horribly disappointing. Gold Coast have been all right. I thought they were okay again the other night against the Pies. They've got the quick turnaround. So I'm going to go with the upset and go to the Hawks.
Swans and the Cats, Sunday Arvo.
Yeah, I think Cats are too strong. I mean, Sydney are honest. Sydney, attack each game sort of with the same ferocity. If you're on your game, you're a good side, you beat them. If you're off your game a little bit, well, they'll get you. And that's the way that they've been nearly all year. But Geelong, too much to play for. Really important game for them. And, they can't afford, like, if they drop it, they end up letting West Coast get that double chance, top four opportunity. So can't see that happening. So it's the Cats.
Fremantle Dockers and the Bulldogs.
of a slippery dip for the Doggies. I think they're the best side around that sort of bottom part of the eight. I think they deserve to play finals. I think they'd be more competitive than the other sides around the same market as them. So I'm talking about the GWS, Melbourne, those sort of sides. I think they're the better side. But the one slippery dip is that the game's in Cairns, and all the games that we've seen up there have been wet and windy. And Freo have been up there for a month training in those conditions. They're much more accustomed to the conditions. Doggy's got to fly in for one hit at it. And you're at the, you know, the weather gods about what it actually looks like when you arrive. So that's my little question. I think that they'll be good enough still to get a result, but it is a danger game. If it was played anywhere else, I'd be pretty confident that the Dogs would get it done. But up there, it does make it a little bit more awkward.
All right, now Monday, this is it. The final game of the season, or the home and away part of the season, Port Adelaide and the Pies.
Well, we're hoping it's a really live rubber game, and it potentially could be. I mean, Port Adelaide holding on to that top spot. They'll be the first ever team in the AFL to go through from round one to to the end of the season on top of the ladder that have come from outside the eight. There's only been two other sides that have done it anyway. Anthony, in 91, it was West Coast Eagles. In 2000, which is 20 years ago, it was the Essendon Footy Club did it. But they'll be the third to do it overall, but only the first ever to do it from outside of top eight. So that'll be a great feather in their cap. Collingwood may need to win the game to prevent them going to Perth. And that would be a huge difference for them to perhaps play a St Kilda or a Bulldogs up in Queensland and to fly to Perth and play against the West Coast Eagles. So it could be a really critical and important game for the finals regardless. So, a fascinating end of the season. First of all, I'm going Port, but certainly it'll be an interesting game. 5RM.